Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Wow. There is perhaps no more iconic song in Christianity than the one we just sang. And God's grace is amazing indeed. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful to gather in the presence of your Holy Spirit, and we're so thankful to be reminded of your grace that is truly amazing. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts now through your word and by your spirit. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 7. As we think about the story behind the song Amazing Grace, I want to give you a very straightforward theme tonight, and that is this: Jesus rescues wretches. Jesus rescues wretches. That is right there in the first verse of the song we just sang, and it's right there in the Bible, this recognition that God doesn't come after the holy people. God comes after the wretched people, and he rescues us by his love and by his amazing grace. Romans chapter 7 is one of the most sometimes confusing passages in the whole Bible. And the reason is that the Apostle Paul is just being very honest about his own struggles. And he's saying that throughout the course of his life, as he trusts and follows Jesus, that the things that he wants to do, the things that are characterized as followers of Jesus Christ, he doesn't do them. And the things that he doesn't want to do, the sin that creeps in, that's what he ends up doing, and he struggles. So in Romans chapter 7, he's being very honest about that. And so look with me at Romans 7, verses 21 through 25. The Apostle Paul writes, as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit, saying this: "So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." I love this passage, and I love that this passage is in the Bible because, quite frankly, it is so reassuring to know that the Apostle Paul himself struggled with sin. And I find it so reassuring to know that the Apostle Paul examined his own life and found that he was missing the mark. He was falling short in his journey of trusting and following Jesus. The things that he wanted to do, the good things, the righteous things, the things that magnify the glory of Christ and make the world a better place, he found that he kept failing in those things. And the things that he didn't want to do, the things that were contrary to the law of God, contrary to what it means to trust and follow Jesus, the sinful things, those were the things he kept falling into. And he came to this conclusion: wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Have you ever been there? Have you ever gotten to a place where you recognized your own wretchedness? Have you ever gotten to a place where you realized that you struggled? And that even as you trust and follow Jesus, the struggle is still there. You know, part of that is God's amazing grace. Part of God's amazing grace is showing us our sinfulness and leading us out of it. Part of the evidence that you have a relationship with God is that your sin bothers you. Think about it. Before you came to know Christ, you just sinned. That was your way of life. It didn't bother you. You got away with whatever you could get away with. You did whatever felt good. I did too. But once we come to Christ and we turn away from our life of sin and we ask Jesus to come into our lives and to be our Lord and Savior, then he fills us with his Holy Spirit. So when we start to stray away from his way, the Holy Spirit reminds us that's not who you are anymore. And so sin is no longer something we do just because that's who we are. Sin is something that we struggle with. And thank God that it's a struggle. Because by our struggle, the Holy Spirit is revealing that he is taking things out of us to make us more like Jesus, to prepare us for our heavenly home. So the Apostle Paul got to this point. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? And then what does he say? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He magnifies again this notion that God so loved us that he sent his Son to rescue us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He came to us in our sin to transform us into God's children, that we might live out the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Jesus rescues wretches. That's a truth John Newton came to know in a big way. John Newton's the man who wrote the song Amazing Grace. And in the 1700s in the British Empire, he was the captain of a slave trading ship. He sold human beings for profit. And he had a good business. But one night, on a journey from Africa back to Britain, he was reading a book entitled The Imitation of Christ by Thomas à Kempis, and there was a storm raging at the sea. And during that journey, on March the 10th, 1748, as his ship was battered by the wind and the waves, and as he read Thomas à Kempis's book, God spoke to his heart, and God grabbed his soul, and God saved John Newton. And as John Newton trusted and followed Jesus, he came to realize that the practice of selling human beings for a profit was irreconcilable with what it meant to follow Jesus. And so not only did he get out of the slave trade, he became a vocal opponent of the slave trade. And he worked alongside legislators in the British Parliament. He worked to ensure that the slave trade was abolished in the British Empire. And in the same year that John Newton died, 1807, the British Parliament finally abolished slavery throughout its domain. John Newton got saved, and his life took a whole different trajectory. He began to advocate for those whom he had previously seen as nothing more than property. He saw them now as precious human beings created in the image of Almighty God. And he advocated for them that they might receive the sort of respect that they deserved. When John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me, he meant it. He had come to terms with the wretchedness of his former way of life, and he had come to see the amazing grace of Almighty God that had transformed him from who he used to be into the Christ-like man God was making him to become. So I want to remind you of the verses of this song. There are actually 7 verses. John Newton wrote 6, and then there was a last verse that was added at a later date that I'll tell you about. But here again, the verses of this amazing song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Those are the verses that John Newton penned. And then this final verse appeared first in Harriet Beecher Stowe's book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. You know the verse well. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. The message of that song is timeless because the message of that song speaks to us all right where we are. It is by God's amazing grace that we are saved, that wretches like us would be transformed into children of God, members of the kingdom of God, members of the family of God, who are here to magnify the glory of Christ so that all people may know that there is a God in the heavens who sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to rescue wretches. And so tonight, we're going to end by hearing the first verse of this amazing song yet again. And I would invite you to sing it, being reminded of how very deep were the depths of the wretchedness from which God rescued you and from which God rescued me. He is faithful. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for Your amazing grace. Oh, the sound is sweet. For Lord, we once were lost, but now in Christ Jesus we are found. We were spiritually blind, but Lord, now we see. And so, Lord, we pray that You would remind us of the grace that You have extended to us and that You are working in us that which is pleasing in Your sight. And we pray, Lord, that we would be the kind of people who would extend Your grace to all who would come. Lord, that they would see Jesus in us and through us, and they would experience the cleansing that You give in Jesus Christ our Lord. We're so thankful for Your grace, Lord, for it is only in Your grace that we stand. In Jesus' name.
Blind, but now I see.